worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Mickey, phone off! The show is starting! Phone off!
But somebody puked.
Oh.
Where? Yeah, the listener. They just heard the show start. Welcome to A Freak Accident. We're thrilled you're here. Got a full crew yet again. This is like a streak at this point that we've had a full staff. So we got me, Crisco, that Lazy E.
Is it staff? S-T-A-P-H?
Yes.
You need a sound effect for after you do something like that. Like,
oh, yeah, it's his new favorite. That's her, Kara, and that's the other her, Mickey.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other her.
All here, all accounted for, at least physically speaking, not necessarily mentally. But thrilled you're here. AFreakAccident.com is the website, and you can reach us via email if you want to at freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Lazy E is precariously positioned this episode. He is
and still as can be.
He's like, if you were any more still, like molecular motion would cease and he would just sink through the floor.
Yeah,
we got his chair is broke for the second time.
Third? Yeah.
It broke twice before this.
Yeah, so this would be the third.
I'm trying to remember when two times.
One. Two.
Yeah, I know how.
So this would be the third.
I do understand how counting works. Thank you for that.
Well, I don't know if you
I'm
do.
Trying to remember two other occasions. I only recall one.
One, I fell straight down. The other, I leaned. That's how I remember it when I was doing the show.
So what interesting can happen this time?
Straight back.
Straight up.
Yeah, gravity ceases to exist. Yeah. And I just go, yeep.
Yeah, he just goes right through the ceiling. Right off into space.
Bye.
That would be impressive. So you'll know what to listen for then over the course of the rest of this episode. It's good stuff. My computer is still screaming in agony from trying to run Facebook because we'll be hearing from you and your comments that you left on our Facebook a bit later in the episode. In the meantime, though, Yoda Baby is what is on everybody's lips. Yoda Babies. Everybody's all hot over Yoda Baby.
It is pretty much the trendy topic right now.
It's okay for me to say that Yoda Baby is 50 years old. Somebody I read somewhere. Has anybody here at this table watched The Mandalorian besides Lazy E?
I have not watched it. I have Disney Plus.
Oh.
I have not started
and
yet.
And you haven't watched the Star Wars program yet.
No.
Unlike you.
I know, it is very unlike
you. I was literally expecting the exact opposite of that.
I know, you'd expect I've watched it three times already.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to watch it yet, but I saw the adorable little Yoda baby.
Yeah, I saw the picture of Yoda baby.
Yeah. It's very, very obviously just a skeevy marketing ploy on behalf of Disney. Like, oh, guess what we are going to sell millions of just in time for Christmas.
And then they're going to sell them to the rest of the people besides me.
Baby Yoda dolls are going to be all over the place. So
even for people that have no idea who Yoda is.
Yeah.
Because they're so cute.
I love how the fact that the internet is actually arguing over Yoda Baby, though, over the fact that it's not Yoda, it's just Yoda's species. Yeah, we know.
Wait.
But we don't know what Yoda's species is, I don't think. Therefore, Yoda Baby's the best we got, nerds.
It's Yodish. And second of all, I hate that because... Rewind back to when I was in grade school, high school. I show that same thing. I get beat up.
Right.
Now everybody wants to talk about Yoda and the Mandalorian. Screw you. You don't deserve it.
Lazy E has spoken.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, it is Yoda. Just don't add a hard R to it.
Yoder.
She just did.
I had to see what it would sound like.
See, now you're...
Oh my
Now you're a space racist.
You couldn't do that in your head.
You had to see what it would sound like. You can't hear through her headphones.
No, let me say it again.
Look at the size of my headphones. I don't know what's happening.
Let me see what it sounds like.
Maybe she's a synesthete. You don't know.
Excuse you?
Thank you. All right, I finally got my excuse. I can leave.
What did you say?
A synesthete.
What is that?
It's people have a thing called synesthesia. They're called synesthetes, people who have that condition.
Okay.
Hello Nurse actually has it. When she hears music, she sees colors and shapes.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was something like an anti-Semite, and I thought that's what you were calling her.
I mean, that would go along with her insisting on using the hard R on the end of Yoda.
I just needed to see it.
Like a stroke, yeah.
We're going to make a new racist term by calling it Yoder.
Yeah, right. You just said it. Now you're both space racists.
Spacists. That's kind of a fun way to say it, space racist. I don't know. That's a fun double word.
Yeah.
Spacist.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything else you want me to say incorrectly today, just throw it out there. It'll happen.
Okay, Jim Cornette. We'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know about that.
Wrestling fans know. He's fired. He got fired.
We'll talk about that off mic. Yes. We'll be including that in the show because it's not something that I intend to repeat.
No.
On the internet. I will have my name attached to any number of fraudulent, ridiculous things, but that sentence will not be one of them. No. Not now, not ever.
No.
Nope. Gonna skip right on over that. So
next.
Next. What is next?
I don't know. What's next?
I don't know. Mickey was complaining about business-related things, and so was Kara earlier.
My head was about to explode. Yeah. They're talking about
This is normal for us, right? Okay.
No, mind you, you got to imagine I'm sitting there, and Crisco, you're already upstairs setting things up, and I'm sitting there as they're talking about, get ready for this exciting subject, soda pumps.
CO2 tank.
Yeah, come on.
Soda pumps.
It just got sexy, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. That's all they were talking about. And they didn't stop. There was no breath. They were like, I was like, whoa!
There was a lot to talk
it's
about.
Like a shared frustration over the soda pump.
And customer service.
Oh, yeah, the customer service went a little further, I think.
Right. I blanked you out after a while. I didn't even know what you were saying. It was like being in the Charlie Brown cartoons. Wah, 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 wah. I'm like, yeah.
The grown-ups were talking.
And Probably for the best.
Yeah, in my head, it was just like, da, 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 da. There's a monkey jumping up and down.
Crashing cymbals together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was the happy moment.
So who's having the soda issues? Is it both of you? Is it one of you?
Well, in two different ways.
Yeah, she's getting like new soda stuff installed. And we had an issue where we ran out of CO2 this weekend. Even though it's supposed to get filled and there's supposed to be backup tanks that are filled, nothing was filled. And halfway through the busiest day of the week, we had no soda or beer because you need it for both.
You just have to exhale a lot.
Ha, ha, ha. And then I was asked how come I didn't warn the customer that this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, because I know.
Which is where the customer service came into play.
Yeah, and then we went, as if I just knew. It's like if your car, I know my car is going to just break down immediately when it's going to happen.
Crisco.
Or the chair is going to break, and, you know.
You guys keep talking about that. Me and Crisco have to go out in the hallway real quick.
Oh, we haven't done this to Kara.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Dude, this is how bad it was.
Man, I can hear my computer from all the way out here. It's screaming so loud.
But seriously, this was what going on for a half hour. Is this interesting at all to you?
I mean, as somebody who's kind of sort of starting his own business, moderately?
No, it isn't. The answer is no, it isn't.
Okay, company man.
Listen, they're with people. Guys went with them, and this is what they talk about.
We're with them, technically.
Well,
in like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a,
how dare you?
Oh, we're
shame
disgusting.
On you. Yeah.
All right, maybe we should
get
back. Yeah,
we got to get back into the show.
So anyways, yeah, you do have to get her those stickers anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waiting for those stickers.
That's all we were talking about.
No, that's what we were talking about, too.
Right, yeah. Man, that computer's screaming. It's a weird episode. Lazy East chair is broke. My computer will not stop screaming in agony.
And I'm adding hard R's to the end of the sentence.
Yeah, and you got weird headphones.
Yeah, they're really small.
So what's the story behind that? You just forgot yours?
Yeah, I left mine at the radio station, and I asked Lazy to grab them for me, and he grabbed not the right ones.
He pictures you as like the size of a small child, apparently. Because he got the smallest headphones you could possibly have.
I have baby head.
Yes, I looked and I said, they're the smallest. They are hers. I took the first one I saw sitting there and I'm like, okay.
Got a very, very exciting episode of the podcast planned, though. Lazy E might fall down, so just listen with bated breath the entire time.
The new name of our show, Lazy E, Crisco, and the Soda Jerks.
Ha. I would be interested in listening to that show, actually.
Broadcasting in the 50s.
I sense a spinoff in the future. So, can a fart ruin a serious conversation?
Yes, it can.
I would argue a fart never ruins anything. If anything, it only improves upon the conversation as it stands. We will find out for sure. We also have a listener active segment where we ask you, what was the harshest rejection you ever experienced? And I believe we will also be sharing our own.
I got mine.
We'll see how that goes.
I just saw Kara's face become crestfallen in real time. It's just all of the happiness just leaked out of her.
This reminded her of very sad moments.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a great edition. It'll be Kara's first time playing Yes or BS. Ooh. And it is the Mr. Rogers edition.
Yes.
In honor of the new movie coming out. Yeah.
BS.
It could be. We got the 25 best TV shows of the 2010s and the best whistling songs of all time.
Yeah. There's a top 15 list.
Oh, my God. So we're going to get to all that and probably more, maybe less. No way of knowing for sure unless you keep listening to A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Far, far, funny. Far, far, funny. Far, far, funny. Funny, funny, far, funny.
Could find a song for everything.
It's the best song I've ever heard in my life.
Far, far, funny. Far, far, funny. Far, far, funny.
Far, far, funny.
I don't want to be laughing at it, but I am.
You want to be laughing at it. You absolutely do.
I shouldn't be.
Oh, come on. Farts are great.
Yeah.
It definitely cuts right through the wind and through any tense moments. So if you're feeling sad, just imagine somebody farting, and you'll feel better about yourself immediately in real time.
Who was the artist?
I do have it. Super Ed 86. In case you want to look up his other hits.
Super Ed 86?
Yes.
Was that your friend Ed?
No. I wish. I would have asked for his autograph after that one.
He's just played Ed 84.
Yeah.
He ate Super Ed 86.
Yeah, come on.
So this subject is related to former Democratic presidential candidate. When? Was this guy running for president in this election? I mean, granted,
everybody
at one point, yeah, everybody and their sister was in the running for the president this time around. Mm-hmm. I think they've only just started to drop off over the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to avoid anything related to politics at all costs anymore.
It's a rough time.
But former Democratic presidential candidate and current U.S. representative for California's 15th congressional district.
Very specific.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
All to say Eric Swalwell.
Oh, his name isn't Wen.
I don't get it.
Good. Say it again.
His name isn't Wen.
Still talking.
You can come back to it.
I know.
Representative Swalwell appeared on MSNBC and was talking to the host of Hardball, that'd be Chris Matthews, about the ongoing impeachment hearings over President Trump's corruption, quid pro quoing, something to do with Ukraine. He's probably going to get kicked out of office.
Now, here's the thing. It's a very serious conversation. And it ends really quick. I can't even do it.
Just play the piece.
It's a piece.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Oh, my God.
It's so juicy.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Man, that was a deep sucker too.
So loud.
That one came from like the center of the earth.
He says it wasn't him. Are you kidding me? Who had that kind of eruption from the back?
Play it again. I want to hear it one more time.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat. And the complaint that I've heard from
here's the thing. Now analysts have picked this moment apart at this point,
yeah.
And people have pointed out how you could actually see he rises up just slightly a moment before release, as if he was priming himself.
Well, no. does his speech stop or pause?
Yes, it does. Listen,
taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
he cuts the cheat off a little bit short.
He cuts the cheese off. But like, you know what he was trying to do? He was trying to do the move you try to do in school or when you're in a room full of people.
You loosen yourself up and then you hope it comes out silent.
Well, yeah, you have to. Because
it only makes noise when you're all bunched up and tense.
Yeah, you got to.
So you think
you gotta hold it, release a little, hold it, release a little. He tried and then it slipped.
Yeah.
But that, like anything you talk about seriously, like that was a very serious conversation. I could be like, well, you know, this past Monday it was the 6th anniversary since my dad died.
Ruins everything.
It ruins any conversation.
I got into a terrible car accident. I had to get my leg amputated. Excuse me. How dare I? No, I'd also like to point out, people were arguing that it may not have been him and it might have been Chris Matthews.
No, the way he stopped the speech, he knew that fart.
It does seem awfully coincidental.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
He's not the Nostradamus of farts. He knew that was coming.
Somebody tried to argue that it's very obviously a phone on vibrate on a desk.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all is that a phone on vibrate on a desk.
No phone have I ever heard vibrate and it just goes... Just once like that.
Yeah, real quick.
Hang on, I got a phone
taxpayer
call.
Dollars to
Hang
ask
on.
The Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Sorry.
And the complaint that I've heard
it's
from
a chair. He's sitting in
a leather
chair.
Maybe a chair moved.
Yeah.
That is not a chair. And I'm sure the cameramen could probably tell you chairs don't stink like that.
The thing is, it also, it rises and falls. It's cadence. Like, you can actually hear.
Yeah,
you
like know, up and down. Yeah,
you can hear the initial squeeze, and then, like, the parting of the parting of the doorway, and then the retightening at the end.
You actually heard
you can
the
hear it all.
Flap.
Yeah.
You heard the...
And you knew the moment when he got nervous and you went, uh-oh.
Yeah, you could hear the O-ring, you know, break and then reseal.
And
oh my God.
Again, why would you have a pause in your speech if your chair made the noise?
Yeah.
He knew what was coming.
Right. I agree.
What a crappy interview.
Guilty.
Play it again. You got this sound?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
He really stopped.
It is. There's that little root at the end of it.
Crisco.
Excuse me. Mickey, you're normally the one to fart all the time.
See? She farts all the time.
Yeah. Yep. Constantly. Oh, man. This poor guy.
Oh, Mickey, stop bending over. Oh.
Now I'm upset that this guy didn't get elected president. Can you imagine his first State of the Union? My fellow Americans. Oh, excuse me.
Ooh, squeaky.
Unfortunately, we have to declare war on Russia. Now, rest assured.
I'm getting a phone call. Hang on,
yeah, yeah.
It's just my phone on vibrate, I promise.
Sorry, it's the new Apple. It stinks.
Yeah, here's its plot twist. What if it was a phone, but that's his ringtone?
I think he's better off saying it's a fart. Because what kind of sick person has that as a ringtone?
I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't in the past, because I have, but, you know.
And on top of it, what kind of person leaves their phone not on silent when they're in the TV studio?
Yeah, really.
I mean, few things have ever gone viral with the speed and the spread that this thing has.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. It was into the internet like a fart in the wind. It just, you know, immediately wafted in the direction of...
The noses of the internet.
Yeah. That was it. People got a nose for the insane. It is true. So that,
my goodness.
Some of the memes that have been coming from this have been great. Some of, like, the GIFs and videos that have been edited with, like, him talking, and it's been, like, in a soap opera or something like that. It's like, ah, it's just wonderful. That's what I'm saying. You cannot ever say that a good fart can improve things.
Perfect.
It made all of our lives just a little bit better this week. We got Baby Yoda and we got farts this week. It's been a pretty good week.
Anything happens bad this week? No.
I'm just saying, good week. There's been many worse weeks out there.
Yeah.
Let me just hear the fart alone one more time.
I can't do that, but okay.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard
That's
from...
That's the thing. You can't just play the fart. You need the full
right.
pause.
Ooh, when you fall out of that chair, you have to fart while you're doing it.
I totally will.
The cacophony... together will just be marvelous. Up next, what was your harshest rejection? We'll share ours and we'll find out yours.
Look up a freak accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Without you, I feel torn like a sail in a storm.
Tear.
Without you, I'm just a sad soul.
Oh my God.
I know. Don't you feel sad now? That exists.
My guts are all twisted up
yeah,
now.
Jeez.
We the Kings, we the depressed after that.
Is that who that was? It was We the Kings?
I sure hope so, because that's what it said.
It wasn't We the Crying Wussburgers.
Sounds like our emo songs.
Yeah, right. So I think we've all probably been rejected before, right?
Yep.
I would love to meet somebody who's never faced rejection at any point in their life. Why did you look at Mickey?
Because she's going to be the contrarian. This is the person.
I've never been rejected.
Not that I've never been rejected. I'm just oblivious, so I don't care.
Ah, well, okay. So it's never, you've never, like,
it's never
pined,
affected me.
You've never pined for someone and then felt like a little bit of a sting when they wanted nothing to do with you.
No.
Never.
Never.
Wow. Mickey is just completely, you feel
nothing.
I am nothing.
Oblivious to the world.
Really oblivious to the world, you feel nothing.
Oh, you're probably just that cold. Too. But we knew that already.
Yeah.
True. Okay. Well, do we want to listen to the listeners' reactions first, or do we want to share our own?
Let's go around the table.
All right, Mickey, we'll start with you, since I feel like yours is going to be the least impressive.
I was not prepared, so I have no idea.
It wasn't like...
Shocker.
It wasn't like, we'll come back to you. It wasn't
sure.
like, you know, we talked about this last week and teased it as being on the show this week or had a thing on our Facebook page or anything like that, you know.
Which is what reminded me about it.
Ah.
So.
There you go. Oh,
thank you for the Facebook post.
Kara's next.
All right.
Well, wait, we talked about this.
We did?
You came in to work when you were off.
And
I said, I'm having a hard time.
That's the most lazy-y thing that's ever been said. Oh, you were off and you came into work. Yeah, that
he
sounds about
right. He got bored
right.
of doing nothing.
Right, yeah.
And came in and I said, I'm having a really hard time because I didn't really date a whole lot in high school. Basically, I started dating my now husband when I was 19. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really have like that kind of, I mean, maybe like middle school it crush stuff. But then I was a nerd, so I did okay in school. I was in groups and things. Like, I don't remember. I don't have, like, a, I know. I know what you're going to do.
No, continue. Continue with your.
Yeah, no, he's not up to anything.
No.
Just ignore him.
Yeah, sure. No, so woe is me. I can't think of a really
good.
Bad
I'm not the
one.
Only one.
Like, I'm sure there are ones. And if someone said to me, remember that time you did this and this happened, I'd go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, boo-hoo! Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
I'd just like to point out that the two people at the table who've never experienced rejection are the two ladies.
Yeah, big
meanwhile,
surprise.
The two dweebs...
I had to go through my Rolodex.
Maybe when I hear like other people's, it'll jog something.
No. Right. No, I definitely like...
You shut it all out.
Yeah.
Mickey hates everything.
Pretty much.
All right. So lame answer over here too. Sorry.
Yeah. That. No. I
2-0 so far.
Yeah. No. Like I said, of course, the weird looking nerdy dweebs who grew up on the fringes of society are the ones that have had the bad experiences.
You want to hear it from the lazy eyed kid who was way overweight when he was in high school?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. So, it was my first girlfriend when I was a senior in high school. Yeah. It's painting a picture for you. So
your entire life up until 18 was just constant rejection.
Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. So funny.
Why do you think I don't leave jobs? It's the only thing that makes me feel secure. So here's what happened. I was dating this girl for about 6 months, give or take. I think it was a pretty good run for a first.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So the one day, she called me up and she goes, well, it was after we went to see a movie. Mind you, we went to see a movie, drop her off, then go back home. And then she calls me and says, I don't think this is going to work out. And of course, I'm in high school, so I'm like all upset, teary eyed, stuff like that. And I just end the conversation. She then calls back on a two-way with the guy she cheated on me with.
What? Why?
Who then told me, you need to calm down.
Did you like,
let me just paint the picture. Paint the picture for you. I took the cordless phone I was on because that was the time of the year. And
I'm trying to make a cordless fart happen to lighten the mood.
Cordless. It's
super okay.
Cordless phone. It was that era. And I took it. And I proceeded to shuck it right against the wall, and it smashed into a million pieces. Parents weren't happy about that, but once I told them the story, they understood. Called me with her person she cheated on me with. Mind you, I'm 18, she's 16, cheated on me with a 15-year-old. Mm.
So what was the purpose of the call?
Well, I understand if you wanted to break up with me and not...
That's what I mean. Like, that just seems ridiculously petty. Like,
and I paid for the movie. Break up before then.
Like I said, I'm trying to make a fart happen to lighten the mood. It's not working.
No.
No one's breaking up before that.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like nobody breaks up before Christmas, right?
Are you one of those girls? You gotta hold out as far as you can for the holidays. And
Yeah, you got to make it through the trifecta. You got to get through Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so relationship starting now. You're in for a while.
So the worst one for me was probably was in high school. And I didn't go to my own prom at all.
Okay.
I went to other proms. Mm-hmm. There were people that I knew from other schools that I went to their proms with them.
That other people didn't know you, minus that one person.
Right, yeah. Okay. Which is like, okay, I could blend in here more. Yeah, people didn't already have preconceived opinions about me. But there was this girl in high school that I really, really liked. And I liked her for a couple of years. It was just kind of one of those, like, you know, oh, I had a crush on her from afar. Sort of would make small talk with her here and there. Had a couple classes with her. You know, always tried to, you know, not make a fool of myself around her. It didn't, you know, I did my best. Let's put it that way. Like I said, socially awkward, nerdy teenage me. Trying my hardest. So finally, comes time to, you know, begin asking people to prom. It was prom season, my junior year of high school, right? So I'm like, all right. Tried to plan how I was going to approach her about it. You know, tried to build up the confidence, think exactly what I was going to say, drum up the courage, look for the perfect opportunity. Finally, the one day, I happened to be behind her in the lunch line. And we were sort of talking about other little small talk here and there. She was there with one of her friends. And I thought, like, you're not going to get a better opportunity than this. So let's just go for it. So I said, I asked her, you know, would you be at all interested in going to prom? and she got a look on her face like she smelled something.
Oh, no.
And said, "Excuse me?" Ooh. And I was like, "I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to walk and never stop walking until my legs fall off."
Maybe she just didn't hear you.
I think I just turned. I didn't even eat lunch. I was just like, "Nope, I'm good." I just turned and walked away until I couldn't walk any further.
Did she ever talk to you again?
I didn't talk to her again. Okay, I made it a point to avoid her for the rest of my high school experience.
Not because you were mad, but because you were thoroughly embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Embarrassed, hurt, you know, just kind of like feeling a fool sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it to you.
Like, that's like, why? Why bother being that rude to somebody? Just be like, "Oh, I can't. I'm already..."
Well, Mickey.
You know.
I'm sure I've done it to a couple guys.
That's what I was going to say. So it isn't that Mickey has never experienced it. Mickey is the disseminator of the harsh rejection.
I feel like if you were weird about the way you asked, that would justify her being like, "Excuse me? What?" But like, if you're like, "Oh, this little nerdy guy that's like, can I take you to prom?" Like, I feel like you want to be kind of nice about it.
Sometimes are not nice about it.
We weren't exactly.
I've definitely seen it happen.
We weren't exactly in the same social circles. Right. You know what I mean? Like, she was a little bit above my pay grade in terms of, like, you know, popularity and you know, different after school activities and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It was never really. I mean, I was an athlete and stuff, but I was never, like, you know, one of those. You know what I mean?
I got a neat way to turn this. Mickey, what's the harshest way you've turned down a guy?
I have a good one.
Oh, go ahead.
See, Kara's got one. There
you
go.
You'll like this one, White. You think while I deal with it. I went on a date with this one guy in high school. He was a junior. I was a freshman. We went to eat. We came home. And I lived, obviously, at home, but we had, like, a golden retriever. And I remember we came home and I was like, "Okay, good night." And he's like, "Good night." And he's looking at me, and I'm in the door and I started to open the door and he's like, you know, he wanted to, you know, go in for the kiss, like the good night kiss. And I was like, look at my dog. And I bent down and I was petting my dog. I'm like, "Okay, good night." And just closed the door as I was bent down.
Oh.
And what was so weird was, like, he never called me again after that. Isn't that
I can't
weird?
Imagine why.
Yeah, no. He got his Jetta and sped right off.
Yeah.
He got the point, I think, is what he got.
So that was kind of mean.
Yeah. I think probably the most recent one was right before I started dating Murderer. And a friend of mine who I had been friends with since I moved here in Pennsylvania didn't ever cross my mind that he would consider asking me out on a date. But the minute I split up with my other half, he was like, "So would you ever consider dating me?" And my reaction was, "Ha!" And I just saw his face drop, and I was like,
he was like, "Yeah, I'm joking too."
Yeah. Crap. Like, sorry, dude.
Yeah. Definitely.
I understand it.
Yep.
Aww.
Right.
You couldn't even hold it in. I think that laughable.
Well, because he was that type of person that we would always talk about these things and how it's not appropriate to, like, you know, date in the workplace and not, you know, date your friends and this. And then he asks me, and I'm like, what?
Nope.
Yeah. Well.
So there you go.
Yeah, that was almost as bad as "excuse me." But,
or them calling up and with the ex.
You
or
need
the,
to calm down.
Yeah, she called with the guy she cheated on you with to tell you that you needed to calm down.
That was definitely going to help matters.
Things you don't say to somebody who's mad. Calm down.
Yeah, I would have just gone and taken a nap on the highway. Like, that would have been it for me.
Took a nice warm bath.
This is what some of our listeners had to say, weighing in on this, because we did share this on Facebook. And you can interact, too, when we do these sorts of things. Just like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, that sort of thing. Sean said, "Told a friend who was down because a guy she liked didn't like her back in the same way that there were other guys to catch feelings for. Her reply, 'Well, it's easy to not catch feelings for you.'"
What?
He says, "Ouch, I didn't even intend to mean myself." That's even worse because he wasn't actually trying, unless he's lying and he's just trying to protect his feelings. Like, if you're not even trying and they just beat you to the punch by saying, "Yeah, don't even think about it," it's like, "I wasn't, but damn."
Now I am, and I see that happening.
Son.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Just why? Can you give me a list of reasons? Because I'm curious now. Destry Lloyd. I'm going to call you Lloyd because that's easier than trying to figure out how to pronounce Destry. They told me they pretended a different. I'm sorry. They preferred a different body type. With a Caucasian complexion.
Yikes.
So this person was trying to be nice, I think.
If there's ever a time this drop needed to be played, it's this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a little smattering of racism in there,
yeah,
on top of everything
bad.
Else.
A smattering? That is a full paint bucket full of racism.
I picture it more like that guy in the meme who's like, you know, seasoning his meat.
Oh, the salt, baby.
Just toss a little bit of racism in there on top of that rejection.
I feel like they thought if they used those words, like complexion and body type, they were being nicer because it was very, like, big words. They weren't. It wasn't. It didn't go over. That was bad.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Yeah. I prefer a white dude with a better body is
terrible.
Not a good way to reject someone.
No. Yeah, you could have just said, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Probably.
Using a thesaurus is making.
Yeah. You didn't need to put your Klan hood on before you delivered the news at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had another one, though. He said, also, I'm sorry, I'm focusing on God at the moment.
That's rude. That is so rude because it's like, come on, man. Like, you're going to go out on a date with someone else and then be like, what happened to God? You're insulting God at that point.
You ever think maybe God brought me into your life so that, you know, we could go out?
See, that's what needed to happen there.
Yeah.
I would have went right back to him and go, my nickname's God.
I'd have went right to the DMV, had my name changed to God, come back and been like, ah! And just put the driver's license in her face.
Just, she goes, I'm atheist. Damn it!
Oh, you just can't win.
So much money.
Can't win. Why, man, people are terrible.
That's bad.
Yeah. This person says, Joan says, a girl told me she'd rather die a million deaths than dance with me at the middle school semi.
Whoa.
Ruined my dancing career. Yeah.
I'd say that ruined my life.
I want to know a little more about this dancing career.
Yeah.
I just like Manuel says.
Well, nothing about it now.
Manuel says, nope, not doing that S again. He does not want to relive it, whatever happened to him. Alex says, coming out as trans to my boyfriend at the time and him saying he was physically repulsed by me. Yeah, that one felt great.
Oh, yeah. Like I can get why. Here's the thing.
Came out as transgender.
I get that, but you're already dating him, right?
Right. You would think.
So now all of a sudden, because people.
Yeah. No. Here's the thing. I can get why the person would want to break up then, because that's a big lie.
Or well, that's not a big lie. It's a big change. It's like
it's
an alteration
change,
to the agreement.
Because
but you don't have to say you're repulsed by them.
Strong
that is
word choice.
Unnecessarily mean.
I can understand the person breaking up because that's a big thing.
Sure.
But the way he said it was, whoa.
Yeah, that was a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I can't compare that to anything because that's really, really awful.
Yeah.
Really awful.
Let's see. Let's see.
We are seeing. we're actually hearing.
Jose says, knowing I'm rejected before even asking. So that's kind of general, but again, sort of like, before you even ask, you just know this person wants nothing to do with you.
They give you that look.
I imagine, like, I'm picturing a scenario in my head where, like, you have finally gotten the courage to step up and ask this person out. And right as you're getting ready to, like, ask the question, like, you, something happens where you just know. And all of a sudden, you're like,
feel the rejection coming.
You're just
to
like,
you.
Abort, abort.
Or even, like, in a work scenario. You finally worked it up to go into your boss and ask for your idea to be pitched or whatever, and they're like, that's not happening here. Sorry.
And then you just walk out, like, smaller.
Yeah. And there's not much I'm going to do about it because I need my job.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have another example, though, we will revisit this next week. Absolutely. I mean, we can keep you anonymous if you'd prefer.
Yes.
If you'd like to just share your story and not necessarily, you know, you could vent. We won't share your name. It'll be, it's Scout's Honor, but freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send those messages. Now I'm sad. Really, really sad. Let's brighten things up with a little game.
Yes!
Yes or BS with Mr. Rogers on A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's time for another rousing edition of
Yes or BS,
Mickey!
What?
Well, it's pretty simple. We give you a statement and you decide yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS. And while you play at home, there's wonderful contestants here in the studio. A person whose bank account is only one worse than the makers of Terminator Dark Fate, Crisco!
No, that's not true. Yes. I've got more money than they do.
Check again. She just took your money. All right, and then the living proof that humans evolved from monkeys. Mickey!
Yep, still here.
And my dream has
it's
come...
It's the hair. The matted fur.
You know, I told you to shut up. I've told you this a million times. Anyways. My dream has come true. We have a new contestant to the game who smells only slightly worse than Crisco. Kara!
I did my best.
Well done.
And Crisco has proved on the show. He has said he smells before.
I'm a skunk, man.
Just saying. That is not a lie.
No, it's on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm a skunk, man.
It's got to be true, yeah. Yeah.
He's like the farting congressman. That's a new movie coming.
That is a Halloween costume is what that
the
is.
The farting congressman.
I know what I'm going as next year.
Yeah, you're going to go and shut the hell up. And off of that, the new movie.
He gets really bad when the contestants talk out of turn.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay, Trebek.
Shut up. And off of that, the new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, comes out with Tom Hanks. It hits theaters on Friday, so the topic is Mr. Rogers. Mm. The prize. We don't just play for nothing, Kara.
Ooh, nice.
We... Shut up. The loser must eat a disgusting food of the other's choice, the other two people, on our next episode. Mm. So you guys get to choose...
So there's two winners and one loser.
Well, there's only one loser.
Why are you looking at me?
Because it's usually you.
We just talked about our worst rejections and now this.
You are a rejection.
I'm afraid to say anything.
All right.
I'm going to kick your chair out from under you.
Kick you in the face. Boom. Roasted. I flipped Mr. McFeely in the back and he pointed to Kara. And Kara.
And Kara.
I thought he was going to call you crackhead for a second.
I thought he was too.
I'm going to crack you in the head if you keep going.
You okay?
All right.
Okay.
Shut up. Marty in this mood. All right. The understanding is I give you a sentence and you tell me if it's yes or BS. The first episodes of his show were in black and white. That is Mr. Rogers. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
BS. Ah.
You're wrong, Crisco.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes, the first season was in black and white. He also sang a different song at the end of the early episodes called Tomorrow.
I didn't think the show was that old.
I didn't think you'd keep talking.
I mean, me neither, but these, 60s? You know.
60s? Is that when it started?
I don't care. It started a long time ago, before color TV.
He has the information he's given, yeah. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. God, what do you think I am? A machine? Mickey, you're next.
Oh, ask the creators of Terminator, Dark Fate.
I would.
Barely in theaters and not making money today.
They don't have a phone anymore.
They turn the lights off.
Yeah. So, Mickey, you're next. Mm-hmm. You started off. The final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was filmed in 1989. So if you watched it as a kid after that, you only watched reruns. Yes or BS?
BS.
Wait, what? Sorry, I was reading something.
final episode of Mr. Rogers was filmed in 1989, so if you watched it as a kid after that, you only watch reruns.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Damn crow keeps getting in here. BS. He was still making them long after that. The last one aired on August 31st, 2001.
Wow, Mickey, you got it right.
Yay.
Karen, shut up.
Felt like you deserved that.
Yeah. You deserve something else. Freaking scotch.
He was still making episodes in 2001?
That seems unrealistic.
Right?
It's unrealistic. Wait, tell me how stupid that sounds.
What was the date of the last episode?
August 31st, 2001.
Oh, man. And then September 11th happened right after that.
And then he did a special.
That's what I'm saying, though. Mr. Rogers stopped making television and the world went to crap.
Yep.
Ugh. All right.
Makes sense.
Crisco!
Hey!
Yes or BS, Mr. Rogers was red, green, colorblind.
Yes. All right.
Oddly enough, Tara, you're new to the show. Shut up. Oddly enough, those were his two sweater colors that he liked the most. He wore a bunch of different cardigans over the show's 31 seasons, but he wore green the most 74 times and red 54 times. Hmm. But does he even know if he wore them?
Nope. They were gray.
Yeah. And of course, yes or best, BS.
Yes or BS.
Yes or BS, crackhead.
We'll edit that in post.
Right, yeah.
Yes or BS is not a show that runs for free. No, it is sponsored. And today it's sponsored by Thanksgiving, where we celebrate kicking out and killing generations of Native Americans by eating turkey.
All right.
Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. So who's next? Kara. Mr. Rogers went to high school with golfer Arnold Palmer. Yes or BS?
I don't really know this at all. Yes, I'm going to say.
That was a long way to get to yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Ah.
They grew up in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Arnold was only a year and a half younger, but they knew each other. Mr. Rogers briefly took golf lessons from Arnie's dad.
Aw.
There we go. Isn't that sweet?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Arnold Palmer's still alive, I think. Yeah.
So no, wait. He died, didn't he?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive he's dead.
Look it up.
What do I get if I'm right?
You get an extra point.
Okay.
And if you're wrong, you lose 20.
Is Arnold
still alive? He just golfed recently, his last round.
Arnold Palmer, dead. September 25th, 2016.
Like I said, he's dead. You just got yourself an extra point. You lost it from the air hump.
Worth it.
You lost it with air hump. Minus 20.
Ah.
All right, last question. Mickey, go ahead, say yay.
Yay. It's not fun when I'm forced to do it.
It's not fun when I'm forced to do it. What was that? You have your jaws clamped? It's not fun when I'm forced to do it.
Ah, that would explain why she never talks. Yeah. Her jaws wired shut.
Yeah. Consider that, Kriska. Mickey. He weighed himself daily and liked to stay at exactly 143 pounds. Yes, OBS.
I'm going to go with yes.
BS.
Yes.
He thought it was a healthy weight for him, and nuts. He really liked the numbers in 143 because, quote, it takes one letter to say I, four letters to say love, and three letters to say you.
That's true.
That guy was too perfect.
I'm going to cry. He was too amazing.
Did you know Tom Hanks found out he's actually related to him?
Yes.
I did. I found out also you're not supposed to talk out of turn. You know, that's a funny. Anybody else see that stat? I did. Shared it all around Facebook.
Well, I think I lost, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
My negative 20 for my humping.
Yeah, you definitely lost. Because of my negative 20 from humping. I want that on a t-shirt. Well, now you two need to pick a candy or candy food, whatever, that Crisco has to eat next episode.
Talk it over. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Something with coconut in it.
Okay.
I love coconut.
What about, yeah. What are the...
I thought good you didn't like Good and Plenty's. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's there
we go. A whole box of Good and Plenty's, well, I heard.
Well, time to kill myself.
All right, and that was another rousing edition of Yes or BS.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
We got some vision of
yeah.
Is that like the burning?
Yeah, doing the I call it the lean. So you just kind of lean back and
yeah, look at the sky.
Yeah,
like you're a fish,
right?
Dead fish.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the last. So this is a list from the AV Club. I don't know what made them decide that they're such experts, but allegedly, these are the 25 best television shows of the 2010s.
Do they all have birds in them?
What?
AV.
Oh, AV.
AV. She screwed up the joke.
Yeah. Say AV. Fine. That's like audio visual, not aviary.
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
Or avian.
Yeah. It's fine.
Stress. So we'll see if we agree with this list. Now, Kara, you don't watch a lot of TV these days because of how busy you are, but over the last decade, have you watched a decent chunk of...
Yeah, I would say I'm okay here.
Okay. Mickey. Stop farting! There she is, lighting up the mood again with her flatulence. So this is the list, and then the actual list is longer. And
I
you
think it's like 100 or something.
Oh,
like
God.
It's
yeah, got
every
that.
Show that came out
yeah.
in 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, there haven't been that many, or at least not with any runs to the point where you could even consider it to be a classic. Because, like, oh, if it's only a season long, can it really be an all-time great show? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Right. People say that about Firefly, but I saw that show. It was just okay. anyway, this is the top 25. Oh, you disagree?
I didn't watch Firefly.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
I'm cool.
Her eyes got really big. I was like, I just insulted her. All right, so these are the top 25 in order. I'm just going to start at number one and go down the list.
Okay.
And see if we agree. Number one, probably a lot of people would agree, Breaking Bad.
Never saw it.
I've actually never seen it either.
I watched it.
Yeah?
It was good. It's addicting to watch.
I've heard that it ends about as perfectly as a television show can end.
I think so. Because usually when a show ends, you have that people get mad about stuff because it's never exactly what you want to happen. But I feel like they did a pretty good job.
Did the movie do as well?
I didn't watch that.
Oh, El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just came out, right?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a sequel, a prequel, a sidequel?
It's officially an end. It's like a continuation.
Like more of, which I feel like.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch. How many seasons were there?
Five?
Yeah, five or six.
That isn't that bad. I'm going to have to watch that, I think.
I've always said I wanted to.
Yeah, I've heard it's excellent. I've heard Better Call Saul is really good, too. Which that'll probably be on the list.
Spin off from the
Number two, Mad Men.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many seasons were there of that?
I have no idea.
That's a show you've seen though.
It is.
It's another one I haven't.
That's as far as I got.
It's in my Netflix queue, but have not watched it.
Now, what made it so good and enjoyable?
It's just relatable.
Okay.
Even though it's back in 40s, 50s. The way that the workplace goes and how everything's going there, it's relatable on a lot of different levels.
Oh, so sure. That's why you like it, is because that's what you do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mickey is a modern day madman.
Yeah, no, she's a madman.
Number three, Atlanta?
No.
I don't know if I'm even familiar with the show.
Nope.
I mean, I know of the city.
Yeah,
but,
that's it.
Yeah. It says 2016 to present. It is still on television, apparently.
Wow.
On what channel?
I don't know.
You
one.
Haven't even heard of it either, right?
I don't know what it is.
It's probably like a channel like CW that you never turn on.
Yeah. I mean, and the radio stations that you're on, too, you're like neck deep in pop culture and you've never heard of it.
I feel like I would have had it cross my desk.
That's saying
once
something.
Or twice, but no.
Parks and Rec. is next.
I just started getting into that.
Yeah, I love that show.
It's good. It's funny. Yes.
What's the guy with the
Ron Swanson?
Ron Swanson is the greatest yeah. character of all time.
And actor yeah. Nick Offerman. Yeah. It's, I mean, I've never watched the show like when The Office was on TV. I would watch that like every week. You know what I mean? It's yes. serially. I would watch it. Parks and Rec, I never did that, but if it's on television, mm-hmm. I'll absolutely pop it on. And like, it doesn't even matter. You could just kind of slip into the show wherever it's at and understand what's happening.
It's not, it's kind of like, I think it's one of those things where you could appreciate it more if you watch it in sequence,
right.
but you could enjoy it, period.
Yeah. The Americans, number 5.
I've heard of it.
Me too. That's one with like Kerry Russell, I think, right?
Russian Spies, I believe.
Yeah, she was Felicity. I think she's in that one, if I'm thinking of the right
Might
one.
Might be.
That, it, I didn't think she was still alive. Felicity, wow.
I want to say it's on FX.
Sounds about a show. That mm-hmm. sounds the right channel for that show.
Yeah.
It does.
I've heard very good things about it, though. Like, compelling character-wise. Yeah. You know, it's about Soviet spies in America in the 1960s.
Sure.
You know, I think that's when the Red Scare happened, right?
Sounds about right.
Okay. Bob's Burgers, number 8.
Hate it.
Really?
Hate it.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah, yeah, I've tried.
What do you hate about it?
It just seems like it's Family Guy, Simpsons, and Futurama, and they just decided we're gonna take all of that and make it a show, and it was just ugh.
Too try hard.
It's kind of like American Dad.
Okay.
Where it just seems like it's I've already seen it.
Right. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
I got bored really
I've
fast.
Seen it. I've seen it done once already and done better than this.
Yeah.
Kind of feel. Okay. I actually skipped a couple. The Good Place is on at number 6.
Love that yep. show.
Now, is that still on or did yeah. they cancel it?
It's on now.
Okay.
And it's great.
And Mickey, you've seen it too?
I have.
I haven't wow. seen it. What is so good about
so,
it?
So, what I like
well, it's
about
the bad
it,
place.
Yeah. Because it's not the good place. That's the whole thing, is that they think they're in the good place, and it's just made to kind of torment them and torture them. But then they kind of try to save humanity, and all these different things happen. I mean, it's really funny.
I have heard, like, I remember when we did that show on Figure Out the Fall premieres the one year, I remember thinking, this won't last a season. And I hear people saying it's one of the best television shows that's ever been made.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
really
what am I missing out on?
Is that a girl show?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so
because
either. I know plenty of guys who watch it.
You see, just because, Mickey, you said you watch it, Carrie, you said you watch it, Proofreader watches it, but I don't know any guys that watch it.
Murderer watches it.
Oh, okay. So I asked you, do any guys watch this show?
She can't think of any. We've also got, let's see, The Leftovers, which was on HBO. That was another Damon Lindelof show.
I have trouble with shows that are on HBO because I don't like paying for mm-hmm. watching
yeah.
something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm addicted to Watchmen right now, and that's been really good. That's another Damon Lindelof show. He also did Lost, and I really liked Lost. But this one, I've heard good things about The Leftovers, too. That's another one where I've heard it said that it ended really, really well.
Okay.
Which is, like, for any show, that's really important is to really stick the landing.
I agree.
That guy makes a lot of shows because he made the one, I believe, that's on right now. Not The Prodigal Son, but the... I can't remember.
Lindelof did?
Yeah, because they said it's the makers of Lost, and it's about this girl. We did it in Figure Out the Fall premieres, okay. but... a girl.
Oh, Emergence.
Emergence, right? yeah. Mm. Great show.
Okay. We've also got 30 Rock, which was a fantastic show. I really enjoyed that show.
That was one I never really watched. I saw like bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah, that's where I was with it.
No, I liked it.
Which I liked it when I did see it.
Yeah.
That's another one kind of like Parks and Rec, though. You don't need to follow it. You could just pop on any old episode and understand what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, pretty
much. I think
it's
because of the people that you have on the show, like the actors. Like you have Amy Poehler on Parks and Rec, and then you have Tina Fey on mm-hmm. 30 Rock, and they're so used to working in these bit-driven, you know, shows.
Could be.
And I...
Whose phone is on?
Yeah. Who's farting and trying to blame it on their phone? Mickey.
Not mine this time.
It's Carol.
Anyway, I don't even know what I was saying. Forget it.
Fleabag. Has anybody heard of that show?
Nope.
I don't know. No idea. Man, it must be important, though, whatever it is. Oh, my God. It's flashing, too.
It's an emergency.
My God. The fart machine is going crazy.
Yeah.
You need to stop eating beans.
BoJack Horseman.
I like that show.
You watch that?
Yep.
I've heard it's really funny.
I've heard it's good, too. It's a horse man, and he's very depressed.
Yep.
right up my alley.
It is.
Hannibal is next. Weren't there a couple versions of that show?
Wasn't it a movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
But this was the TV spinoff of it. Mm. I think I watched it for a little bit, but I fell off really fast. I got bored really fast.
Up next is Community, which I never saw.
That's kind of like Parks and Rec.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of like Parks and Rec. Yeah, gotcha. It was.
Twin Peaks: The Return, the second season of Twin Peaks. You didn't like it?
I didn't see it, but why Return?
Because I think Twin Peaks was an actual show.
Well, no, it was, but why The Return?
Yeah, why not why the second and not the first? I don't know. Maybe the first was just like the setup and the second was the payoff.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. Better Call Saul, number 15. So there's that. I haven't seen that either. Have you watched any of that, having watched Breaking Bad?
I haven't, no.
I think we did start watching some of it, but then I think we forgot about it.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I've heard that show. I don't know much about it, though. I can't say I watched it.
Rick and Morty.
Ugh.
I almost feel like at this point I don't want to watch it just because I don't want to be affiliated with its fans.
Yeah. People that like it, and I know a lot of people that like it, are so into it. I tried.
They're obnoxious, though. That's the thing. Like, they're not.
I kind of feel like they're the Monty Python group. That same mentality.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I don't even think the Monty Python fans are
that bad. Yeah.
Like, they just think they're so much higher humor than everybody. It's like,
well, that's the thing. They like to pretend that it takes a certain level of intellect to get the jokes on this show, and it's like, you're screaming Pickle Rick at everything. That's not intellectual humor.
No.
Maybe I don't get it because I'm just one of the plebs.
You're one of the sheep.
American Crime Story, 2016 to present. Review, no clue. Veep, I've heard a lot about Veep.
That's the one with Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yep. Yes, haven't watched it, but
she's won a lot of stuff for that.
Yeah,
one.
A lot of
other people were on that show too.
But she's like the character.
And the show is a GIF machine because I constantly see GIFs from Veep. Justified. That was like a cowboy kind of Western sort of show.
Wow, I miss all of these shows.
I'm curious where It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is.
I know. I'm surprised it hasn't been on this list yet. And actually, it's not on the next couple either. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, I loved that show.
That show's funny, yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it much this year, like last year.
They changed networks and it sucks.
That's why. That's why.
Barry, which I've really enjoyed. I caught Barry. I got into Barry after it came on after Game of Thrones. And it was one of those things, like, as you're decompressing from that, oh, I'm just going to leave the channel on. Barry comes on and I'm like, oh, God, like, this is really, really good.
What is it?
It's a guy. He was what's his name? Nick Hedder. The comedian.
Oh, Heater.
Heater, he's in it, and I forget what his first name is. Yeah, isn't that terrible? It's just, my brain's just fried right now. But he's in it, and it's basically about, he was a soldier in Afghanistan, I think. And he had, like, a lot of terrible experiences over there and was involved in some really, really dark and shady stuff. And he came back, and, like, he wrote, like, an award-winning book about, like, oh, how great it is, you know what I mean, about, like, his heroic tours in Afghanistan. And it's like, so he's like portraying this whole thing about how, oh, he was a war hero and he's actually like a scumbag and he like did all this terrible stuff and was involved in these like highly illegal things and he made a whole bunch of enemies and stuff like that.
That seems like a weird show. Like, I can't picture that guy being in that show. Heater?
Yeah, you
is
would
it James?
James, maybe?
I don't know. I'm going to try and find out. Yeah, Bill Hader.
Like I said, Hader. Bill.
Right. He's really good in it, though. Like, really, really good.
Samsonite. I was so close.
So close.
Somebody's going to email me and say you did a terrible job explaining that show. I don't know. It's just, it's a really good show, and I enjoy it. Enlightened?
Mm-mm.
Another one. Not can't really say I know much about it.
Nope.
And The Great British Bake Off.
I watched that!
Yeah?
Yes! It's not bad!
Oh my god!
I love all those cooking shows though, like Kids Baking Championship and stuff like that. Yeah. I watch them religiously. Yeah. So it's the same idea,
right?
Yeah,
it's food.
Yeah, and I'm happy about it.
Shockingly, you know, It's Always Sunny wasn't on this list. Again, the list goes to like 100. You said Game of Thrones wasn't on the top 25 either.
Right.
That is actually at number 30 according to this, and Walking Dead I didn't see on here either, which is surprising. Yes. I mean, it might be on the larger list again, but I'm shocked at what wasn't in the top 25.
Do you think because it's an AV club, they're trying to judge it on different, like aspects, like cinematography?
I don't know if the AV club is really about that, or if that's like,
look at you defending the AV club.
Well, no, I'm not.
That's not what they're about, man.
Well, I'm not. I think that they're actually they're more like a pop culture magazine. Like, I think they used to be more into, you know, the actual artistry
that's
of
what I mean,
filmmaking and television. But
could
I think
be.
It's just kind of like, it's basically like another Entertainment Weekly now.
Do you think the last season of Game of Thrones kind of affected
it? Yes, it ruined the whole show.
Well, and kind of like The Walking Dead, it is literally a Walking Dead show right now because I don't see anybody talking about
it. Dude, I have not watched it in like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That may have lowered it on the list.
It may have taken it off the list. I mean, when it was at its peak, holy crap, was it good. Right. But yeah, in Game of Thrones' case, did not end well. And in The Walking Dead's case, it's limping along, like you said. It's stumbling forward like an undead being itself, and it just will not go down. Somebody's got to give it a headshot one of these times. It's the only way to stop a zombie. Anyway, you can let us know if you agree with this list. Freaks at a freak accident.com. Would you add anything to the list, though? Anyone here? Like any show that you've seen where you're like, yeah, absolutely, it's got to go on there.
But the thing is, I think so many that I think of wouldn't make it because it went on too long.
Archer.
Ooh, yeah. There's a show that really, really lost its way in the later seasons. Yeah.
Like The Simpsons was a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's still good, but I lost track of it.
That's why it's always good when a creator says, I know how I want this to end. It's like, well, good. Get there. Don't just aimlessly, you know, right, saunter about, you know, looking for some kind of spark of creativity to help carry you through. Like, just do what you need to do, tell the story you need to tell, and get out. Because just why, you know, going on and on and on, it just gets terrible. And it, like you said, it soils the rest of an otherwise exceptional experience.
Like this show.
Ouch, man.
You know you were thinking it too.
Afreakaccident.com is the website. Since I do know how it should end, we'll just end it right there. We're going to have to put off the best whistling songs until next week.
Well, no, 2 weeks.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, right. Next week is Thanksgiving week. We are off. We're going to have a best of episode, though. So
it's a good
still
time
have
to catch up on stuff you may have missed.
Yeah. You'll still have content to enjoy. But we will be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. By all means, still subscribe to us. That way, when that new episode does come, well, even when the best of comes, you'll get it automatically delivered to you right onto your phone or device, whatever the case might be. Just subscribe, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Finger guns. I'm so glad people can't see what he does on this show.
Yeah, I'm trying to like liven up the mood in the room.
Spotify. iHeartRadio.
Everywhere. Just subscribe.
Deezer.
Leave us a good review, too. And you can follow us on social media as well. We've got links to all that stuff at our website, again, afreakaccident.com, and the full podcast archive there as well. So head on over there, send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com, if you'd like to reach out or, you know, give us feedback on anything you heard here today. And when we do come back, we'll hopefully have the whistling song. We'll also have these marriage habits. Are they normal or are they actually unacceptable?
Ooh.
And also, Crisco will be eating an entire box of Good and Plenty's.
Thank you.
That won't get be forgotten.
Get ready for me to be miserable and crotchety that episode. So
just same as it always is.
Mm-hmm. Come back for it and enjoy your Thanksgiving. And thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.